The fact is, 99% of the population believes in a physical body governed by a material world. As part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Balanced Horse Project has a surprise for them. We don't want to scare them too much, so let's talk about their animals instead. Promoting the care of the electric body of horses and other four-legged friends is hosted by Patricia Cleveland, who gave up on conventional thought a long time ago. She's aware that the bodysuits we wear are conductive elements, programmed to regenerate when the environment is a happy place. So, now 1% of us have a great reason to laugh.
This is Patricia Cleveland, and it's a wonderful day for the Balanced Horse Project radio show. And guess where we're coming from today? Always from Boston and on the beautiful Marina Bay. We are also located on your computer network, dreamvision7radio.com, and you can go there to find out about our affiliate showtimes or our archives. To find me, you go to the balancedhorseproject.net and you will see all kinds of information about what's possible to accomplish with horses who cannot or will not do work with people. I work with animals as a rehabilitated trainer. I work completely in organic systems. That means there's no shoes, there's no drugs. There's a lot of love and harmony and understanding the benefits of nutrition and harmonics and how it actually helps the body to remake itself into a healthy, comfortable horse. Today, I was hoping to have a call-in show, and so I'm going to give you a number, and I hope it's the right one. There was a little confusion today. The number is 866-338-9663. I'll give it to you again. It's 866-338-9663. And the reason why I'm giving that to you is we have the most amazing person visiting us today. You can look her up on the internet. Her name is Anna Tweeney, and Anna has a wonderful I just am so amazed with what she does. She has a business called Reach Out to Horses, and her website is reachouttohorses.com. And she is way over in Gold, Colorado. She just came through a snowstorm and is enjoying the wonderful winter weather out there. So I would like to really welcome you, Anna, to the Balanced Horse Project radio show. And I would encourage you just to be open. We talk about intuitive things and energetic experiences. And I think that leads into what you do with horses.
Well, hello, Patricia, and thank you so much for having me on the show this afternoon. And yes, you're quite right. We did experience a two-day snowstorm and 3 feet of snow here up at the house, although off the mountain it's a little less. So I'm sure there's quite a few Coloradans currently snowed in, so hopefully they're tuned into this radio station as well.
So have you been able to do very much work with the horses this week, or have you been stranded?
This week, not so much, but I tend to tour in general from about, I would say mid-February to beginning of December. Those are the tour dates, and I'm really fortunate to travel the globe and take my passion on the road. And so that might include, actually, New Zealand, Australia, Europe, America, Canada, etc. So it's been a really wonderful journey. And so, yeah, this time of year, for most horse whisperers, I'd say if we're not at home training horses personally, then we're dealing with a business front or we're actually taking the time off. So this season will be in the good weather anyway.
All right. So are you originally from England?
Correct. Not everybody can still hear that accent. I was actually born in England. I was raised in Germany, and then I went back to England when I was about 15, 16, And then I went to the United States when I was 28, and I've been there ever since. So dare I even say how long? But I was in California for 8 years, and I've been in Colorado for 5 years now. And so I've had a wonderful time living in different places of the world as well.
Well, I did a little bit of research. didn't get much time because I've been kind of down with this general cold that everybody's had. But I understand from your bio that you had a career with being a police officer or constable in England. And so what caused you to make such a life-changing shift?
You know, Patricia, it's funny because it is intriguing to many, and I think when I'm teaching, be it horse whispering, energy healing, or animal communication, and people hear that my past career was actually as a police officer, it actually endears many because it's this thing of I wasn't necessarily somebody that grew up just with the gift and then just continued going. I actually had to learn everything that I've been doing. So either relearn or learn. And therefore, I also feel that because you go through the challenges and the obstacles that life presents, that by learning this art, you then can teach it pretty well. So that kind of helps you to understand the background a bit. But yes, I would like to say that I was single-handedly taking that leap of faith, but in fact, I do believe that the majority of it was destiny. And so when you start to see doors closing in front of you and many doors closing in front of you and then other doors opening with as little effort, you come to realize that's the way to go. So I was married. I was one of the first British police officers to join the Leicestershire Constabulary as a married woman, and I was married fairly young. We did have a house, and I say the horse. I had a beautiful horse carrier. I had a dog major, and I was policing and fairly happy in the career. However, three kind of major things took place. One was that I'm an empath. So for those that understand that, you take on the emotions. You can actually relive certain activities that have happened. Your mind finds it hard to decipher the difference between reality and imagination in some sense. So if you're reading a book and you're really getting immersed into it, or you're reading a statement from a victim, your mind cannot decipher the difference. So I did not learn that until a few years ago. And so what would happen too with all the trauma, there would be very little counseling, or very little support is the better word, for police officers. And so there was a bit of a side effect, and I ended up taking 3 months off work. So they'd said, you have empathy shooting off the page, and this is going to be a challenge for you because you're actually taking everything on board. And so that was one major piece in my life where I started to seek something new, something different. And I was a horsewoman at the time, and so I sought out Monty Roberts, and he was very big in the UK. This was about 1997. So he was pretty big out there. And so watched in demos. The second piece of this was my horse, Carrie. She's a Palomino, gorgeous Palomino, thoroughbred cross Connemara. And she was pretty hot. And so we did everything from a little bit of flat work to jumping to long-distance riding to showing, you name it. I dabbled in it all, not professional in any of it, but dabbled in it all. And Carrie is pretty hot, and you combine two blondes together. And we got told off a number of times, and we actually got banned from some events. And it was more that she was out of control is a good way to say it, or she would teach me is another way to say it, that she would actually show jump herself, and she needed a rider to be able to compete, and I happened to be sitting on her back. When you put that combination together and people are advising you to go stronger and harsher with bits and saying, you know, she needs this, she needs that, and your heart tells you, actually, I don't feel comfortable. I'm on a Pelham bit, fairly hard. I don't want to go to a gag. You know, I ride without spurs because she's forward. I don't want to go to spurs. I may ride with a whip as an aid, but I don't want to hurt her. And when people are saying, actually, you know, she needs to respect you and she needs this, and you say, that doesn't fit with my gut, it doesn't fit with my heart, my head's telling me as well, how much more do I need? And so there were multiple reasons I went to Monty's. So
that's kind of a little bit of the story. Sorry, I was sorry to interrupt. I think that that's a journey that a lot of people that work with animals professionally are starting to acknowledge and realize.
Absolutely.
That there's a piece of that conversation that we, as the human side of it, are tending to be deaf to. So I think it was pretty amazing that you were able to recognize that there was some underlying messages there to pay attention to. And Monty Roberts, I actually have sat and chatted with Monty and had supper with him a couple of times. And he opened a lot of doors for people and
absolutely started the conversation. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you either, but it's that thing of, and I totally acknowledge that, and it's this thing of, I watch all the students that went through the doors at Monty's when I was there. I ended up going as a student, becoming a part of the development team, and then being the head instructor there. So I created, with the help of Crawford Hall and a couple of talented women, we created the school. I was the one that stayed, and so everybody went back to their respective homes or countries. I gave up everything up. I gave up the husband, the horse, the house, the career. I gave it all up and dedicated myself to the horses. So it's this thing of, I remember where I started. I remember where the doors open. And just like you said it so well, I will always honor that piece. I'm going to actually say sadly, I see so many people going through the doors and forgetting. You know, forgetting where it first started and where it first began, and you just think, you know, you need to acknowledge the fact, have that gratitude that would I be here today without him? Absolutely not. Now, I'd also acknowledge that I've taken it to a different place.
Yes, yes.
You know, and that's where other people come in, and that's where I come in. But, yeah, the door is definitely open, and what a paradise place to live for all those years.
So you started down this journey of actually acknowledging your feelings, the communication that you're getting inside. You're talking to a person who is also extremely empathic. And like you, I've kind of followed my intuitive, serendipitous route through life to get where I am today. And it's hard for other people to understand that you just throw logic to the wind and you move a direction that it kind of makes you feel like a fish swimming the opposite direction in the stream, but it tends to bring you to a different perspective. And one of the perspectives that I've encountered trying to research here is that you have done a lot of studying in the areas of animal communication and Reiki. And could you expand on that a bit?
Yeah, absolutely, Patricia. And it's funny, you know, when we say when the student is ready, the teacher will come. And I began my path with Reiki in the UK and studied with a lady that had brought it to the UK. And she was very logical. And it was perfect for me because I didn't want any woo-woo stuff. I needed that grounded material to just tell me the facts. It was fantastic. So I did my Reiki one in London, actually. And then when I was out with Monty's, more and more became clear that, yes, there's a language of the horse with body language, but not solely body language. It's a piece. And truly, you know, all the horse whispering is based on body language. But when you look deeper, there's that energetic connection. There's the energy that they're communicating with, be it the energy in their proximity, be it a thought pattern that you can see horses respond on a thought, not just from a human to a horse, but horse to horse, or be it that innate ability to recognize danger, then they're not smelling it, they're not seeing it, they're feeling it, the barometric change, all of things are energy related. So I end up studying Reiki 2, and I did that because I was gentling Mustangs. That was really the main piece of, you've got this Mustang off the range, and the majority of Mustangs I gentled at that time were BLM, Bureau of Land Management Mustangs. That I was there just when Shy Boy had come in, and there were three horses, Franco, Shy Boy, and Mustang Sally. So I'd been exposed to these amazing creatures, And then over the years, Monty would get more Mustangs come in and also get them ready for the Rose Bowl parade. I'd be part of gentling the horses as well as bringing horses in from a local wild horse sanctuary for us to assist with for the school. So here they are. I've been exposed to them. They are that university of learning. You see the sparkle in the eye. You see the sadness, the window to the soul in the eye. And here I am saying, I'm not going to hurt you. Please take me for what I do, not for who I am. I am a predator. I'd love for you to feel me, feel my essence, understand me, hear me, watch my body movements. So for me, the Reiki 2 truly was to be able to send the energy to that Mustang, be it within proximity that you're entering the pasture to say, here I am, I truly mean no harm. In an ideal world, let's make it at your pace. My world wasn't always ideal. There were some situations where one had to gentle them at a speed, be it that there were injuries, be it that there was a program that I was being held to. So there was a degree of please trust me, not just from what I do, but feel my energy, feel that connection, feel my thought pattern. And that Reiki 2, and I'm sure not everybody does the Reiki 2 for that, it's distance healing, and of course it heightens the vibrational frequency on another degree for self, for others, for friends, family, animals, etc. But I did it for the Mustangs. Now with that, it comes back to you, you know, healer, heal thyself. So there are obviously changes in your own life where life has to catch up to you, where you even look at who's in your life, who can come with you. Not everybody can, but it was an amazing experience for me to watch these Mustangs. And Patricia, the other piece with the Reiki that I found, it really opens that door, not just for the energy healing, and I say just there, but also for the communication, because it's that heartfelt energy, because it comes from source, from universe, from God, it's not just your own energy. It does open that heart space, and animal communication is language of love. So it really goes hand in hand. I don't feel that everybody would need to follow the path of Reiki. You could follow another path of energy healing. There's so many ways to look at this, but it was for me the way to go. It was the art that spoke to me the most. No, I've got a few others, but I just thought back to Reiki.
I am a person that I haven't studied any specific discipline, because I just find that words tend to trap us in something that we really can't fully describe at this point of our consciousness. But there's definitely a whole media of wordless expression, and some people will understand it as telepathy or instinct or intuitiveness, but when they just run their hand down the back of their cat or their dog, they're going to feel different areas. It's going to feel differently to them, and sometimes it may be warm or cold, or the animal may, as you demonstrate in a lot of the videos on your website, where the animal will move away, like, please don't touch me there. So that brings the physical conversation into the understanding of a person who really isn't thinking that they're intuitive or that they're not interacting on an energy level. It actually may offer them an opportunity to discover their own gifts. Now, I'm going to have to go to break in a few minutes, or a couple of seconds here, I think. So I'm going to give the listeners our call-in number, and they can give us a call. We're going to be open for people after the break, and it's 866-338-9663. So 866-338-9663. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Patricia Cleveland knows it's not what you do with your animal, but how you support their well-being that provides winning performances, reliable personality, and and a healthy body. Patricia interprets the silent language of animals, bringing a special perspective on training, saving money, frustration, injuries, and time. Using nature's toolbox, the Balanced Horse Project transforms tired, resistant, broken, and frightened animals into confident, trusting, and healthy friends. If you've been searching for logical answers backed by science, visit the website thebalancedhorseproject.net. and discover the services offered. That's thebalancedhorseproject.net. Tune in the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern for the Conversations of the Balanced Horse Project. You don't see them on the streets. In fact, you're probably not aware of them at all. But there are 100,000 of them right here in Massachusetts. They're homeless children. Child and family homelessness is a crisis in our community. Homeless kids are often transient, staying in shelters when they can, and even living in cars with their families. So they're out of sight, and unfortunately, out of mind. Horizons for Homeless Children is here to help. We're dedicated to improving the lives of homeless children and their families with programs and services to help kids learn and grow and help their families return to self-sufficiency. Join us in making a difference. Become a volunteer or make a donation. Visit horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or call 800-560-7702. That's horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or 800-560-7702.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experiences waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806. Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project, the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Project Radio Show. You're listening to us on the Dream Vision 7 radio network, coming to you from Revolution Boston Radio, which is on 1510 AM, and I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and we are having a great conversation with Anna Tweeney, and today is a call-in day, and I will give you two options to call. The first option is 6338-9663
Or we have a second line, which is 617-237-1234. So it's 617-237-1234. So, Anna, I think that before we go any further, can you tell me a little bit more about some of the teaching experiences that you're able to share with people? And do they just impact the animal, or do they have a connection in helping people find themselves?
I'm smiling, Patricia, because it's a beautiful question, and you said it so eloquently before we went into the break as to how the Reiki feels, so that people know that they are, in fact, intuitive and they are feeling things. And this is a journey, and it's so funny. All of us will say it's not about the destination, it is about the journey, and it truly is. It's about what you learn, which animal is leading you where and why. There are no things as coincidences. Animals are in your life for a reason. So if you're looking for a career in horse whispering, we offer that at Reach Out to Horses. We offer from a one-day class, which is a holistic horse day, all the way through to a year-long foundation course, to the trainer's course, to the instructor's course. That's horse whispering. I also offer the Reiki. Reiki 1, 2, and Reiki Master, and Reiki for Horses that I developed. And really exciting, I just released the Reiki for Horses DVD in December. And then we launched a webinar, animal communication webinar, that began last week. It's going to run through for 6 weeks. And I teach animal communication. So that's the variety. For me, how this came about is just, we were touching upon that with my journey. As a horse whisperer, I discovered that there was more to it than body language. The energy was part of the communication, and telepathy is. So gradually, I was honing in on my skills enough to say, okay, I feel comfortable to impart this information. And so I've been teaching since about 1999, 2000, and then continued learning with the energy healing and parting with that information, and gradually getting to the point where I felt comfortable to teach the animal communication. Each piece I do. So I train horses, I do the Reiki, and I do animal communication. That's my life, day in, day out. I'm touching the animals, touching the people's lives. So when you start this, be it Reiki, let's just look at that for a second. Your life can turn around because you're changing your vibration. What you're saying is, I'm going to a deeper or heightened level. This is a heightened frequency. It's a frequency that animals work on so that you can communicate with them with ease. That channel's become open. But, of course, there's always self-development going on there. So if there's skeletons in the closet, they're going to start coming out. If there's fears and concerns, maybe they need to be addressed. Life can change like-minded. Within 6 months, I'd left England. I'm in California. I'm now basically separated. I've left my precious dog and my horse, everybody behind. It's a roller coaster, no question about that. A huge roller coaster, emotionally, mentally, physically, everything, because it's a whole new way of being, a whole new life. It's paradise, and it's challenging because you're giving things up to move forward, to gain new experiences. So there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that goes into it, but it's an amazing experience. That's what you can expect with Reiki if you choose to literally enjoy the ride. Now, with the animal communication, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Patricia. I was just going to ask. So I've noticed that when you're around people, often they will mirror your strengths or your weaknesses. So when people own animals, do the animals do the same thing as, say, your friends, your people around you? Do the animals mirror some of the owner's strengths and weaknesses?
Absolutely. I don't think there's a better animal than the horse that will mirror who you truly are, be it zero horse experience through to a professional. You put somebody with a horse, they are going to bring out your strengths and they will bring out your weaknesses. So horses are in the equine facilitated learning industry. They're as healers. They will go in to help people that have cancer survivors, people, the heroes coming back from Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, all of those places, they will help people find that inner strength, that love. And they will focus on anything, meaning whatever needs to come out in that day. So, yes, if people are looking to become horse whisperers, i.e. just having a horse experience, be it you're an amateur or you're coming back to horses, you're a horse enthusiast, you're helping at a rescue, when you start being around horses, they will mirror you. You might wonder why they're prodding and poking you. It could be that you are somebody that gets easily frustrated or angry, and they're prodding and poking for that to come out. So it doesn't have to be the best aspects of you. It can be your shadow side that will come out as well. So anybody that's a true horse trainer will have had to have looked there. Anybody that's hiding that piece, I'm not sure they're actually doing their best. They're not working from their best ability. You've got to be authentic around horses. They bring out authenticity in you. You can choose to accept or not, but the best person you want to be, you'll bring that out. And they're remarkable. They're healers, Patricia. With the Reiki, and it's just in the last few years that I've witnessed this, they will do chakra balancing. They will breathe into chakras. Not every horse will. I've seen horses just soak up the Reiki. I've seen horses deny Reiki and say it's not their time. They don't need it. And I've seen horses do healing sessions. And that just blows your mind away. Blows your mind away when you see the tears pouring down somebody's face and there's a release. When you see...
I always see... Because I do a parallel, I work from a different angle, but I work mm-hmm. with the same concepts of energy. And what I see is you start to see the mask of the horse and the mask of the person, that social presentation drops. And the handler or the human, I think they become totally inspired to see the intelligence in the animal's eyes and the intent that they're receiving from that animal. And it breaks down that concept of, oh, it's just a horse or it's just a dog. They're actually feeling complete beings that can communicate on a very high level with us. So I'm sorry for interrupting. I just get so just happy to have these conversations and share with people that might be looking or trying to find a direction to travel.
It truly awakens it. And I know I'm honing in on the horses right now, but it is exactly as you say it. You stroke that dog or you see the wisdom in those dogs' eyes, you feel their pain or you feel their joy, and you suddenly realize that, you know, it isn't a dog that needs to be tied or chained up outside, but this dog can be the answer to your life. Not the answer in just a moment even, not helping you through a divorce or helping you through depression, but also introducing you to fun. And then beyond that, they can be your rock. And when you start to look at that and say, wow, he was with me through thick and thin, but then you take it to that next level to realize that he was in your life for that reason, so it wasn't a coincidence, and you start to see the intricacies of what these animals give us, the gifts. And for them, it's the basics. Be in touch with nature. Be in the present time. Be authentic. These are all natural gifts these animals have that we as humans tend to have to remember or even learn. And so for me, they are very heightened beings. For me, they're higher than we are. It's that thing I would love to be as good as they are. And that's what I'm looking for, is to say, you know, I want to reach this potential. You have so much to teach me. And I'm not talking behavior. I'm talking life lessons. Yes, they will give you that path.
So now I'm just curious. You've worked with Mustangs coming in off the range, and I'm sure that they go through the federal prison system for horses. And you have also worked with horses that are domesticated. Is there a difference in how these animals respond or communicate with people?
Absolutely. For a domestic horse, depending on the upbringing, if we look at more at the East Coast, many of them will have been stalled and managed and turned out and brought in, where if we compare that to more West Coast, a lot of the horses will live more naturally and outside. But either way, they've been handled from birth with humans, and so they will learn their language. It's a learned language, so they will learn it by being around their mother, the uncle, the peers, etc. But they're also a little bit comfortable with humans. So any behavioral issue that creeps in with a domestic animal, so a habit, a behavioral issue, a challenge, those are all man-made, in my opinion. It just takes a few mistakes for them to get worse and to accelerate up. The horses are born perfect. So that's the horse piece where domestication is concerned. Where the wild horses are concerned, it varies. I've been fortunate to watch wild horses out in Wyoming and Montana and actually Australia and a number of other places. And so when you watch the wild horse dynamics, you can also see how they interact, how their communication system is. Bringing them in with a roundup through helicopters and fear will put them in an interesting place, because their first interaction with mankind has been fear-based and traumatic, being run through chutes, maybe a Coggins test, that's a blood test being taken, potentially a halter put on in a chute, so they've been squeezed, and then they're auctioned off to the point where here's your new home, now accept that human. The greatest challenge for people adopting the horses is that you cannot fool a Mustang. So that will mean you cannot bribe them. You could maybe hand feed them with a carrot and you still will not touch them in 2 years. In order to truly get them, you have to get their trust. So get the trust, and that comes with the inner knowing and knowing the language of Equus in order to gentle them. They're exceedingly wise. They've got experience. They've survived on this planet over 54 million years. They are survivors. Now, you compare that to just one more group of horses I'd love to bring in the mix, and that's the Premarins. And Canada still has thousands of Premarin mares. It stands for pregnant mare's urine. It's a hormone replacement therapy. And more than 6,000 foals are destined for slaughter each year. And I've heavily got involved with that industry where I gentle the foals. Now, you bring in a foal that's been part of a ranch in Canada, and they live their life the first 3 to 4 months out on the range freely. It's then that they're weaned, taken away. They're innocent. They come in innocent.
Uh-oh. Guess what? Time for another break. So we'll be back and talk about the foals that are left out on the own in Canada in a few minutes. In the meantime, if you want to call in, give us a shout on 617-237-1234. We'll be back in a minute.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you, or what is the next best step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
Talking Alternative is your 24-hour alternative to mainstream talk radio, with topics like astrology and acupuncture, dance and divorce, politics and nonprofits. Our informative shows entertain while they educate. TalkingAlternative.com. We are professionals serving community.
Songbirds with Dr. Gene Switzer will show us how intelligent pulses continuously flow in and out of us, creating a union between spirit and form, and how we can experience them as code breakers to live in harmony with ourselves and the universe. Part of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Songbirds is every second Saturday at 3 p.m.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Tune in for the Spiritually Speaking with Laura Lester Fournier show every second Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Each show will highlight a guest and a topic sure to inspire and assist you in connecting with your divine purpose. Remove the barriers and experience more peace, forgiveness, true love, and grace. Tune in. Be inspired. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose. With esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkyDanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experiences waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
Hello, this is Patricia Cleveland, and you're listening to the Balanced Horse Project radio show. We're coming to you live on Boston, Revolution Boston, which is 1510 a.m., and you can also hear us on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. And I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and we're continuing our conversation with Anna Tooney from Reach Out to Horses. We were talking about the Primrin mares in Canada and the foals that you have worked with.
Yeah, and, you know, when we tie it all together, Patricia, and they've come in and they've really been ripped from their mothers, ultimately, and however harsh this sounds, they are actually destined for slaughter. And so it's a fine line where you can rescue them and bring them in because rescues are not allowed, so you have to kind of bring them in. I've heard that most do get saved each year, which is terrific. When they come in, if you can imagine them having no clue what's going to happen, and we create the friendliest environment we can, but this is where it all comes in, because the whisper that it's in the eye. Everything's in the eye. The intention that you have is in the eye. The intention they have is in the eye. And there's times to look at a horse in the eye, and there's times not to. And if all we did was look them in the eye, one, we'd desensitize them to it, but two, it's rude. For horses, you'd look them in the eye to get attention. You'd look them in the eye to reprimand, to look at their mood, to draw them to you. You actually put your eyes on and then drag them to your feet, and that's a request to come to you. You can thank them. So it's a release of pressure by dropping the eyes out, saying thank you, so you can see the drive and just release the pressure with the eyes. There's so much you can do with the eye. When these babies first arrive, if all you do is sit there and watch them, which is what we do to get to know them, let them feel us, maybe glance over at them and drop the eyes. Some will come over, some will stay in the corner. But what we do really is get the intricacy of the language down with the body language, but the intention. It's all about intention. If somebody's taking baggage in there, it's going to be more challenging for them to gentle a foal. If somebody's got preconceived ideas, that's not going to be helpful because you're not in the moment. So you've got to have some kind of plan and then be in the now. Whatever you're visualizing, that imagery is going to go directly to them, so they're going to see that. So you can visualize a good intention. You've got to have the energy match it. So your energy cannot be nervous, fearful, concerned, scared, apprehensive. It has to be grounded. And then you've got to match that with the body language. So the true language of the horse would be body language, energy, and telepathy. Each one in itself is a language for us to learn. It takes years to master, but combined, you have what they're capable of doing. And you start with the smallest piece. So upon approach, their energy field is approximately 10 times larger than our own. So as soon as you enter an arena, that horse feels you, your intention. They read the body language. They know what you're thinking. So they know upon approach. So you better be aligned. And that's the big thing. Yeah, it's all about that past authenticity and knowing who you truly are, because you cannot fake it till you make it. You have to be honest.
Yeah, well, what I find, I work with horses who are usually in the professional arena or can't get to the professional arena but are supposed to be there. And I work, I have to create basically a healing cocoon envelope around the area that I'm asked to work in, because I have all these professional people who don't really understand this world of connection and empathy and thought. And I have to really work on not listening to any preconceived thought. Mm-hmm. It's a flow. It's an intuitive guidance that actually, for me, structures my posture. I've been able to actually let go of the preconceived thought and fit into the animal's, basically, suit. I try to wear my horses so I can do a better job. And it's a really interesting thing when I start to actually say, oh, well, I see this problem and I know it's this problem and that problem. And then when I actually go to apply my skills, I'm wrong because I walked in there with a preconceived intent. So as you say, to be in that moment of now is just amazing. And we need to give you some airtime about all the events that you may have coming up, or any of the DVDs or courses that you may have openings in. What do you got going on in life?
Well, in life we'd probably be here forever, but thank you for giving us that time here. The website is reachouttohorses.com, and we have usually between 50 and 75 events a year, from speaking engagements through to the clinics and classes and courses. And I have a fantastic one at Bitterroot Ranch in Wyoming in June, and that's the Healing Horses course. And people learn Reiki 1 and 2 and Reiki for Horses, as well as body language. It's a great ranch retreat. At the end of the year, I have a ranch retreat at the White Stallion Ranch, where people come and learn animal communication for part of the day, and then they go riding. So there are some week-long courses that we have, as well as, of course, the Horse Whispering course, and then short courses like 2 days with animal communication. So I think there's something for everybody on the website. We also have about 150 YouTube videos that are up there for free, and it gives great insights into the natural horsemanship and our methodologies. And currently there are 8 DVDs out there. 1 to 6 is insights into holistic horsemanship, and it includes an obstacle course at Liberty, that's the body language, the round penning demystified, which is fabulous to create that trust-based relationship, ground driving, so that's riding from the ground, we have spook busting secrets, and we have trust-based leadership and compassionate communication, that's TLC, and And that's with my little Mustang, Excalibur. He's a Spanish Mustang. So if people want to see literally a relationship from the ground up and how amazing he is with some of the tricks he can do in the starting process under saddle, you'll get the feel of how this helped with Mustangs. We have two more DVDs. It's a DVD set, Foals in Training, four-part DVD. Totally unique, and it's a fly-on-the-wall set of gentling the PMU foals, actually, which is amazing, from feral foals to foals in training. And then the final one that was launched in December is Reiki Energy Healing for Horses, and I believe that's the first of its kind, and that's just amazing scenery and putting the language of the horse with Reiki, which I think makes it somewhat different. It's not just about the energy healing itself. It truly is about learning to listen to the horse and giving the horse a voice during the Reiki sessions. So that's to name just a few, Patricia. We have a CD out, Call of the Horse, and we have the book, Pastor Authenticity, Horse's Teacher. So
she doesn't waste time, folks. She's out there to try and share her information and get the word out to you. Now, we just have a very brief moment, but is there any crossover that you could suggest for people that may have a dog or a cat that would, is there anything they could do to just try to see if they could feel their animal?
Absolutely. I feel like this is everything I've talked about will apply to them. Although you might have a prey or predator species, that piece doesn't matter. There's still the body language that one will recognize, from the intricacies through the eyes to the type of the wag of the tail. But the energy piece too, it's a great thing to practice, because some people might think, you know, my dog happens to know time at 5 o'clock, he knows we eat dinner. Well, begin to notice before five, did you feel him? Did you say in your mind's eye that you were going to walk him at 3 o'clock, and then exactly at 3 o'clock he puts his nose on your leg and reminds you? What do they look like if there's tension in the house? Are they trying to tell you that's not the desirable atmosphere that they're seeking? Have you ever felt drawn to the barn, found out your horse was colicking, and thought this was a fluke that you appeared? There's so many scenarios, I think, that people will label as flukes, only to realize later on that that is their intuition. I feel that there's many parts of this intuition, Patricia, from that gut instinct, from the inner knowing, the sense, maybe a vision that they receive. It could be that you pick up the phone to a loved one and they're already on the phone. And again, you
right.
get that. A spooky coincidence, when in fact it's a connection. And in order to get there, in order to get there, it's about learning to quiet the mind so that we have a space for the animals to communicate. And one other thing, and open the heart for compassion. And there you have it.
There you go. Anna Tweeney from Reach Out to Horses. And this is Pat Cleveland from the Balanced Horse Project saying, until next time, do your best. Bye for now.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Would you like to be a radio star? Now there's a show that allows holistic business owners to test the radio wave waters with ease. Host your own show on the Global Holistic Exchange. Send your message over the Greater Boston Airwaves and internationally via the Internet. For more information, contact Deborah Beauvais, Deborah@DreamVision7Radio.com, or call 508-226-1723. 508-226-1723. The Global Holistic Exchange is all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You have an appointment with the angels. At My Crystal Angel Show, the angel therapist, Livia Jepson, will present a fun and lighthearted hour with the company of the angels. Livia and friends will be transmitting angelic messages for perfect health, love, and prosperity, answering questions and performing angel healing to all the listeners. The first half of this show will be performed in Portuguese, the second half in English. My Crystal Angel Show is every fourth Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific, and is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.